and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. I'm Brian Moonen. I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. The truth, of course, is God's Word, and the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. Praise God. It's great to be back. And this week I want to talk with you about God, as usual, and we're going into the Bible. We're going to study Proverbs 16:6, something that the Lord has shown me over the years. It's a wonderful verse. Mercy, truth, and wisdom. And Proverbs 16:6 says, "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." Now, this is one of those verses that God has used greatly in my life to help me with a lot of different things, but it's also just one of those verses that I think you can just study it over and over again. There's so much here when you expand it out and study the words and what it's saying. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So in this show, I'm going to be looking at it from one aspect that I think is interesting, and that is that this is kind of almost like a mini, a short bio, if you will, of the triune Godhead. There's these three aspects in this verse that when you look at them more closely, you get a deeper understanding of God, God's character, what he has done for us, and how he's provided this way for us, by his mercy, by his truth, and given us the wisdom to depart from evil, the power to depart. So we have in order, we have mercy, truth, and what I'm going to call the wisdom, the power from God himself, the Holy Spirit power to fear the Lord and depart from evil. So in order, we have mercy. Okay, God the Father is merciful. This is one of his highest attributes throughout the scriptures. You can just keep studying it and studying it and studying it. In fact, I thought about making this a three-part show, and maybe I will, but I'm not sure. God the Father is merciful. He's long-suffering, okay? 98 times alone, just in the Psalms, the word mercy to describe God and his loving kindness, it's also translated, goodness, goodliness, favor, pity for us, okay? His love, his mercy upon us. Exodus 15:11-13. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. So it's God's mercy, it says here, that led forth the people which thou hast redeemed, which God has redeemed. It's because of his mercy upon us, okay? His love, his long-suffering, his loving-kindness, his mercy. Moses said in Numbers 14:17 and onward, "And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of a great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Praise God. And one day all the earth will see God for who he is. They will have to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will recognize that what he did was filled with mercy. Remember, the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat where the priest, the high priest, would have to sprinkle the blood of animals, okay, just to gain a short-term forgiveness, purging, if you will, forgiveness of sins, not total purging. It was a temporary accomplishment that had to be repeated. It was a type, it was a shadow of things to come. It was a prediction, it was a prophecy, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ's final fulfillment of shedding his own blood on the cross for our sins. He died and he was buried and he rose again on the third day in fulfillment of the scriptures. And he's seated on high, seated in heaven right now with God the Father. And he's going to come again and judge the world, amen? And so all that was a type, but that was all made possible by God's mercy. The mercy seat, covered with gold. Hebrews chapter 9, 11 through 15. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Praise God. It's all by God's mercy. God the Father instituted all this. Solomon said in 2 Chronicles 6:14, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven nor in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Praise God for his mercy. David cried unto the Lord in the Psalms, and I said there's so many Psalms that talk about God's mercy. Psalm 6, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. You know, when you cry out to God for mercy, and he hears, is when you're humble. See, David here, he's telling God, I'm weak. Can't do this by myself. Amen. Psalm 13, 5 through 6. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Praise God. I mean, without God's mercy, there's no way. There's no way of salvation. It says here, by trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. It's all made possible by God the Father, for God so loved the world. Psalm 103, 13 through 14 says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. We needed a Savior. Amen. It's his mercy that delivered that promise to us, that made that way for us, that sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Amen. It's because of his love and his mercy. Psalm 25, 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenants and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Again, you have someone who is confessing to the Lord, someone who is repentant, someone who is humbling himself before God and throwing himself upon the mercy of the court, the judge, God Almighty, okay? You can't ask for mercy if you are not repentant. You can if you're fake. And even in this world, you'll see a lot of judges. Some criminal comes up, and if he's acting full of himself, he's not really sorry for what he did, the judge a lot of times can see through that. And he's not going to have the same kind of leniency, the same kind of mercy, as if a man came up, even if he had done something 100 times, if he was really sorry. Sometimes the judge, they'll say, you throw myself on the mercy of the court, and you ask for mercy. Sometimes you ask, and you shall receive. And with God, all things are possible. And God made this way for sinners to receive his mercy. Amen? By mercy and truth. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself, but truth. The Lord Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way to get to God's mercy. Amen? He's the propitiation for the sins of the world, for our sins. He's the payment. He's the way maker. Amen? He tore down. God tore the veil down when Jesus died on the cross, when Jesus said it is finished, when he made that way, when he finalized the covenant, the new covenant in his blood. Amen? The covenant of the New Testament in his blood. Now we can go in to that holiest of holies where the mercy seat is. Amen? And ask for forgiveness and ask God for forgiveness of our sins through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. See a man here confessing to God, confessing his sins, and asking for mercy for God's name's sake, for his own name's sake. He came and he saved us. Amen? All right, we're going to keep going through the scriptures here in a minute. We'll be right back on Truth Dealer Radio.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com.
Did you know that Big Apple Music has been in business for over 40 years? They have a great selection of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, digital pianos, and much more. Did you also know that they offer music lessons right here locally, and they rent instruments? Their experienced staff can also repair instruments and sound systems. Located on Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 6. That's Big Apple Music. Seneca Turnpike in New Hartford.
Since 2016, KJV Prepper has been providing quality, original Christian apparel and gear that will witness to non-believers and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original, and all apparel is printed here at the KJV Prepper Workshop in beautiful upstate New York. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel, worn to warn.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. And this week we are having a coupon code. It's Freedom76. Freedom76, you'll get 15% off on top of the sale prices. In case you're interested in Christian apparel, that's my business. And that's what's going on this week. If you're listening to this later on, it may not be there, but there's usually some kind of sale going on. Back into the scriptures. We got a lot of scriptures to cover on this. We're talking about mercy, truth, and God's wisdom, the Holy Spirit, and salvation, amen, by the Lord. Psalm 30, verse 10 through 12. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Praise God. I mean, again, you know, this is a man who's realizing that God saved him from his sin. He saved him from hell. And God is the only way. If without God's mercy, he's hopeless. And that is the whole point. Amen. It's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful truth to behold that God reveals to us in his word. Psalm 57:2-3. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. It's all about God. It's all done by God. Amen. That's what I'm trying to, you know, confess and be truthful with you about. This is not something a priest can do. This is not something that a pope, any religious leader or person or pastor can do, no matter what denominational, you know, aspect. This truth comes from God. This mission God the Father sent Jesus Christ to accomplish, and he did it. He finished it, amen. It's done. You can't add to what he did. God performeth all things. He's the one who accomplishes this by his mercy and grace and his truth and his power. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Praise God. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Jesus Christ, again, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. Amen. He's the Word made flesh. And he performed it. He did it. It's like a Mission Impossible. He came and he got it done by God's holy power. Jesus Christ, God sent forth his mercy and his truth. Psalm 85:7-10. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. See, it's always tied in with salvation, God's mercy. Again, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, that's what I'm talking about. It's always tied in with God's salvation, and his mercy is there to provide that way. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Praise God, what a beautiful picture that is. And again, God sent forth his mercy and his truth. He sent forth Jesus to come here and take on flesh and live a sinless life and be the Lamb of God, be the spotless Lamb. He went to the slaughter. He went to the cross and shed his holy blood for you and for me and for the sins of the world. Amen. If he's talking to you right now, if he's trying to reach you with this, please don't resist, okay? It's the Holy Spirit convicting you. Keep listening and talk to the Lord about this. He wants you to become his child, all right? Psalm 86:15. But thou, Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Amen. There it is again, mercy and truth. This is the way to depart from iniquity. This is the way to have our sins purged, our sins forgiven and removed as far as from the east is from the west, and thrown into the bottom of the ocean. And God will forget your sin if you place your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for you. Amen. Psalm 89:1-2. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Praise God. Nothing can match God's faithfulness. Nothing can match the amount of mercy that he has for you. Okay? It doesn't mean you can just put it off and put it off and put it off. There comes a time when God gives you what you want. You can reject a final time. Because God is holy. He's not a chump that's sitting there to get used. All right? That's why I urged you, if you're listening out there and you're being convicted, don't brush it aside. you may not have another chance. The Holy Spirit is dealing with you now. Deal with the Lord now. Amen. Psalm 100, 4 through 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is not going away. This way that God made by Jesus Christ is eternal life. This plan is the plan. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. He's the only way to God the Father. Amen. By grace ye are saved, and not of works, lest any man should boast. Your works can't get you into heaven. Jesus, faith in Jesus, is the only thing that can get you to God the Father, by God's grace, by God's mercy and grace. Amen. Psalm 33:18 through 22. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Praise God. And there you go, too. You know, your faith can determine some things. Somebody who has no faith in God is not going to, I mean, his mercy is there for them to turn to. But it's a lot different when you're a child of God and you're born again. And you do hope in the Lord. You do place all your faith and your trust and your hope in the Lord. You can go to him and ask him. You ask and you shall receive. Amen. It is a different relationship. But Psalm 52:8 through 9, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Praise God. People wonder why I keep saying praise God. Yeah, there you go. Praise God, because his name is good before his saints. When you know what God has done for you, nobody can take it away. And no one's going to convince me otherwise. God took me and delivered me from hell. Amen. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. Amen. Like I said, Jesus said it is done. It is finished. God has done it. The truth, okay? We're coming now, mercy, truth. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Now I'm moving into away from the mercy aspect, although you cannot really separate all these attributes finitely. But you see, I'm just doing a short run through, if you will. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only way. It's exclusive, okay? It's the elite of the elite, if you will. He's the only way to have your sins forgiven by God and to access God's mercy. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God, Jesus Christ. He is the truth. Amen. He's the Word made flesh. He's the truth. He's the way. He's the resurrection and the life. John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. And John 4:22 says, God is a spirit. Jesus said this. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay, again, you have to go through Jesus Christ. He is the truth to worship God. You cannot make up your own worship, your own ways, and please God and actually be worshiping the one true God. You have to go through Jesus Christ. He is God manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. That's Jesus. Now moving on to Back to Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. And in case, you know, I didn't really explicitly go into that, iniquity is purged. But that's what I'm talking about is in this context of you need to have your sins forgiven. All of us do. We're all sinners, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, okay? We all need a Savior. That's why God, in His mercy and His love and His long-suffering and His goodness, sent His only begotten Son. So we can have our iniquity, our sin, paid for, so that we can be with Him in heaven, okay? So, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, okay? And this is holy wisdom. This is God's, you know, the Holy Spirit is compared, kind of shown and typified as wisdom in the Proverbs. And this the Holy Spirit, wisdom, the Spirit of truth and holy discernment and the power of God, the power that God gives us to depart from evil comes when you're saved and you have the Holy Spirit. And it's also the mind of Christ. Job 28:28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So you see here, the fear of the Lord is always associated with repentance and departing from evil. And again, that's a power that God gives us with the Holy Spirit after we're saved, to be able to submit to God and flee from the devil and resist sin. Psalm 11:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. And so there you have again, you know, someone who fears the Lord has wisdom and they do His commandments. That's departing from evil. If you're doing God's commandments, you're not doing evil. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Again, we have to be repentant. We have to have that humility before God to really fear the Lord. That's part of what it means, repentance. 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you. Praise God. And praise God, that's what we're trying to do today. We're considering, we're retelling all the great things He's done, and we're looking at the gospel, and we're retelling the gospel, amen? I just pray that if you're out there and you're not saved, and you've been listening, or you just heard this for the first time, go to God and talk to Him. You know, and if you need a Bible or something, write to me, or you have a question or anything, write to me, Brian@kjvprepper.com. And I'll try to answer your question. And I'm just thankful, so thankful that we're able to be on here and share the truth. So thank you again for listening. God bless you all. Love you guys, and hope you tune in again next time. Be strong.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.